Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Quite a disappointing day today for the wheat futures as we closed below $5 for July Kansas City wheat. It had been above that for quite some time, but it closed on its low at 497 and a half. Of course, the low from the first part of May was about 485, and as we remain below the moving average, it looks like that we could easily go test those lows again at this point. Of course, this time of year, being harvest, is typically the time of year that wheat futures do make their lows and then rally into the latter part of the year or the colder part of the year. Beans were the one bright spot today, up 8 cents on the July beans at 977. November new crop were higher, but not quite as strong as the old crop. November up 1 1/4 at 941. And corn was down 1 to 2 cents on the day, with July closing at 358, down 1 1/4. And then December new crop, 373 1/4. Down 1 3/4. Most of the attention is being paid to this storm system moving through and amount of rain that's going to happen and slow down soybean planting or maybe not slow it down. Either way, if it does slow it down, there is expected to be quite a hit to the overall national yield.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
We had an export report this morning, a little bit bullish for corn. If you combine old and new crop, it was 827,000, which was higher than the top end of the range. We're expecting 450 to 800. Beans also beat expectations at 664,000. We're looking for 250 to 600. And then wheat was right in the middle of the range. Hedge funds are still short across the board, short about 300 million bushels of wheat, 515 million bushels of corn, and short 340 million bushels of beans. The something interesting happened. CME Group declared force majeure over the corn and bean shipping stations along the Illinois River, mostly due to the fact that they're flooded and they can't get in and out of those different places on the river due to flooding. So whenever that happens, they can actually change delivery points and quit that. But the big question with all the rain is how big of an impact is it going to have on the bean acres, bean planted acres, and then in the end the bean yield. That will be reflected on the June 30th U.S. acreage number and then quarterly grain stocks at the end of this month, and that will be a pretty big deal.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping your markets, the June live cattle down 152 at 150.42, August down 130 at 149.35, August feeder cattle down 280 at 221.92, September down 217 at 220.27, July lean hogs up 2 at 78.02, with August down 37 at 76 even. In the grains, July Kansas City wheat down 7 1/4 at 498 1/4. December down 7 at 526 3/4. July Chicago wheat down 3 1/4 at 488. July corn down 1 1/4 at 358. December down 1 3/4 at 373 1/4. July soybeans up 8 3/4 at 977 3/4. November up 2 1/2 at 942 1/4. July cotton up 20 at 64.08, with October at 51 at 65.88. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.